Grateful to be in the house of God tonight. Amen. There's a lot of places we could be, but the best place is where we are in the house of God. Find favor in His sight. You'll find a part of the message in Ephesians 5, verse 26 and 27 for one. We'll start there. Let's pray first and ask the Lord to take charge. Father, thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your saving grace, and thank you for that blood shed on Calvary. Lord, thank you, dear God, for loving us and helping us every day. Lord, pray you'd show yourself mighty tonight. That you'd put your words in my mouth that I might speak that you'd have me to speak. I love you. I thank you and praise you for all you've done, all you're doing, all you're going to do. Lord, have your will and way now. Bless the saved, and if there's one among us lost, save that one tonight. We'll praise you for all you do, for it's in Christ's name we ask. Amen. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. 5:27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. I had a verse of scripture that I was trying to use tonight. I cannot find it in the Bible. I remember what it said. It said, all those who come to the Lord, he hears all that come to him. But they must come to him in truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I'm so thankful we have a Savior that gave himself for our benefit, for our salvation, to deliver us. I'm going to read John 9 through 18. Verse 9, chapter 17 of John. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak to the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them the word, thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. For they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy word is truth. Through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. For their sake I sanctify myself, that they may also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. We are today to keep the word of God, that others outside might see the difference in our life, that we might shine as a child of God. Verse 9, he prays for us those who are given by the Father. If you're saved today, you are saved. There's no fear. It is finished. We are His and He is ours. And we are in Him. Verse 10, we are His and He is ours. Verse 11, we are kept by His name. Today, we're not kept by ourselves. We didn't save ourselves. But we are kept through the name of Christ. Amen. We need to give God the glory for every good thing. For everything we have in this life, God has loaned it to us. It came from Him. We have nothing otherwise. But I am so thankful today that we have in this country the freedom to worship, to be ourselves. Hey, look around. Just a handful of us tonight. I've seen this house full. Been here 25 years. The falling away is in your face. People use every excuse under the sun not to be in the house of God. I want to be in the house of God. I don't have to be. I want to be. Amen. That should be our desire, to serve God with a whole heart. But we sometimes fail. But let's don't fail. Let's tell those outsiders, those that are on their way to devil's hell, and those that have backslidden. The Lord said in the last days, there will come a great falling away. Well, that falling away is here. They were not of us, or they would have remained with us. They need to be saved, because they never got saved. If they were saved, they'd still be with us. Verse 12, none are lost that are saved. If we've been saved by the grace of God, that's an eternal salvation. Amen. Eternally saved. But now if we're into religion, then religion will send you straight to hell. But we depend on Christ. We trust Him. And we've proved Him over and over. Amen. Christ lives, and we live because He lives. Christ is our answer to everybody today. It is Christ that redeemed us. It is Christ that keeps us every day. It's not our we're not keeping ourselves, but He's keeping us. I'm so thankful. Verse 13, we're given His joy, it's of the Lord. Today, if people are not saved, they can't understand the joy and the peace the Lord gives. I've thought many times how to tell them, how to show them. The only way you can do it is show them through a life that glorifies God. Amen. Prove who you are. Show who you are. Let others see who you really are. Amen. Religion, they'll see that. And they'll know what that is. But they'll see you not doing what you're supposed to do. Amen? But we ought to walk with the Lord every day. Do the very best we can. Now, we're not perfect. Don't get me wrong. But He is perfect, and we ought to be trying to be like Him. Trying to be just like our Lord. Trying to follow in His footsteps. See the lost saved, the saved blessed and strengthened. We have a long way to go. But it's all paid. There's nothing owing. All we have to do is confess Christ and trust Him. Ask Him to save us, forgive us, and we're done. We're saved. But we need to live like we're saved. Like I said a while ago, I don't have to go to church. But I want to go to church. That's where the blessing of God is. Amen. I want to be here. I want to touch His glory every day. He's here. He's with us. Where two or three are gathered in My name, I'll be in the midst. So He's here. And we ought to recognize that and thank Him for it. Praise Him for it. and live accordingly, that we might show what we are. He said in verse 14, if you are not of the world, you will be hated. The world hates the people of God. Amen. And the devil will give you every reason, if you listen to him, to confuse you, to say you don't need to be at the house of God. A lot of folks believe that. But you need to be here to be refreshed in spirit and in truth. Amen. Need to be here and hear the word of God. And sometimes we need repentance. Amen. We need to make things right with God that we might stand forth in his presence. He said, keep them from evil in verse 15. In verse 16, Christ our Redeemer, not of this world. Christ our Redeemer is eternal. If he saved you, you're eternally saved. We have no fear. We ought to have the love of God in our heart that we love others and want them to be saved. This year has tried me more than anything I've ever experienced. Scammers everywhere you turn. But the Lord said in the last days, wicked men will wax worse and worse. I don't hate them. I want them to be saved. And I pray for them. Lord, save them. Forgive them. Help them to see the error of their way. But how many are going to? A lot of so-called Christians today can't see their way. Amen? They want to have the goodness of God, but they don't want to do anything. You're known by what you do. Not just what you say. But what you say and what you do ought to agree with each other. Amen. Should be right down the line. Hey, serving the Lord is not something you do just because you want to. It's something the Lord has ordered that we walk after him. Show the world that he lives in us and we live in him. That we are changed. We're different. Let's give the devil a hard time. Amen. Every way we can. He's a confuser. He wants to confuse everybody. He can't hurt you. Being a child of God, he can't hurt you. But he can give you some rough time. This world hates children of God. That song, that verse of scripture I was trying to find, was, you might know where it is, said that the people of God call on, whosoever calleth on the Lord. I have to paraphrase it because I'm not sure I can't remember exactly how it went. But it said they must call on God in truth. People that call on God must call on him in truth. Repentant, believing, trusting, and going step by step with him. Amen. Our children, they have to see something in us that would cause them to be saved. Amen? So if it's that way with them, what about the strangers on the street and the strangers around that we work with or whatever? We need to just be faithful to the Lord in all that we do. Ask him to help us, strengthen us to be a witness for him in all that we do. I'm so thankful today, Christ, in verse 16, Christ our Redeemer is not of the world. Verse 17, through truth, Jesus said, I am the truth. We must come to Him to be saved. Trust Him with all of our heart, all of our being. And let Him guide us day by day. If we do that, mistakes will be few. Amen. Let's give God the glory and praise Him, honor Him. Jude 1:24. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. The Lord wants to be joyful with us. Now, sometime He has to knock us upside the head, kick the seat of our britches, for us to get straightened out. Amen. Sometimes we get a big mind, a big head, and think we're somebody. Hey, I'll tell you what you are. If you're saved, you're a saved, you're a sinner, saved by God's grace. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. If you're saved, that's wonderful. Can't be better than that. How is the church sanctified, made pure? By Christ, who is the Word and truth. Christ is all we need, but we desperately need Him. Need Him in our heart. Need to be obedient to the Word of God. Do as the Lord said we should do. That we be faithful to Him. Amen. In all things. I don't know. I know you'll be glad when the pastor comes back. That's all right. John 1:1, the Word. In John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. In Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. It ought to be settled here in the hearts of His people. Amen. Ought to be settled that we give Him glory, honor, and praise the best that we can. Do our dead level best to glorify the Lord in all that we do. Amen. We can say a lot of things, but doing is a little harder. But let's do it. To give Him glory, honor, and praise for all He does for us. My, we're blessed in this country because we have a liberty to meet and to worship. This country was founded in that. It's gone a whole lot away from that now. This country is not what it was 50 years ago. I was saved in 1966. Things were a lot different back then than they are today. We live in a time when the confusion of the devil is rampant. It's everywhere you look, doing everything he can to tear down the real church. There's so many churches out there today that are not churches. They're not churches. They're religious, but they're not churches. Amen. Gather at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning. Got 100 cars in the parking lot. That money buys a whole lot, but I'll tell you what. If you go and hear any of that, you'll find out one thing. The Word of God is not being preached. You must repent. You must believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You must serve Him with all your heart. Have no reservation. Amen? And I'm going to tell you something. After a while, it will be worth it all. Just serve Him with all your heart. And after a while, everything will be perfect for you that do serve Him. Amen? Now you that, I won't say it, but if you're not a child of God tonight, you sure need to surrender to Him. Ask Him to save you and forgive you. Change your life. Let what you do speak loud. Amen. we have the parking lot out there. Says a lot. There's few cars out there. I remember a time when it used to be full. But they've yielded to excuses. The devil wants to give you excuses. Stand true to the Lord. After a while, it will be worth it all. Amen. Whatever we have to do, the Lord will bless us for it if we'll be faithful and do it in truth. Thank God for this church. I brag on this church every chance I get. I've been in a lot of churches, but this is a church. One of the best I've ever been in. Amen. And I'm thankful today that the Lord has let me be a member here. About 25 years now. Thank God for His goodness. He has blessed us in this country. And in this place, we have the blessing of God. Let's use it. Amen? Let's walk with it. Show it to others that God has blessed us. And we have every hope there is. There's no doubt. Saved by the grace of God, headed for that country. Amen. Where there'll be no more dying, no more sickness, no more pain. It'll all be joy. Amen. I'm looking forward to that. In fact, my wife got saved. She was raised Catholic and got saved 2 years before I did. And I know she's in heaven today. Amen. And when I pray, I ask the Lord to hug her for me. Amen. I miss her. Oh, my God. After almost 70 years. I'll just go ahead and tell you the rest of it. I was 17, almost 18, and she was almost 20 when we married. And it lasted almost 70 years. I just wish it could have lasted a little longer. But the Lord called her home. And I'll tell you what I had to do. Her deathbed, I had to pray and ask the Lord. I said, Lord, if you're not going to heal her and raise her up, take her home. She's suffered long enough. Her legs had given her a fit for 30 years. Infection, infection, infection. In the ankles. That was the hardest thing I ever did, was pray that. But it was good. I know she is. I know where she is. And she's not hurting anymore. Amen. The pain's gone. Folks, pray for me. The Lord would take charge of all. And I will yield all to Him. I want Him to be glorified in all that's said or done. I'm so thankful tonight to be saved. I'm not the best preacher in the world. In fact, there's a whole lot of them. I told the Lord when He called me to preach, I said, Lord, have you lost your mind? When you always come to my heart, you can win some that others can't. And He sent me to prison and jail. But thank God, it'll all be worth it after a while. Amen.